What if there was three things about three things that could make you really successful, happy, profitable, have great relationships, do all the things in your life that you wanted to do? Sounds all very simple, really, doesn't it? And what the hell do I know? Except that I know that it works. I'm a living, breathing proof of it. And who cares what I do? Just because I'm over 50, I love my life, I'm in great shape, I've always been the same weight, the same size, the same energy level for pretty much all of my life. And I have gorgeous people in my life. I've never had a job that I didn't like because I have a career that I love. All of that is irrelevant because that's just me. People say, oh, that's you, Roa, you're lucky. And I used to think that too until I saw that the other people that applied three things about three things became very successful and happy and profitable and had great people in their life and were in great shape and did all the things in their life that they wanted to. And imagine looking back over your life and saying that because I applied three things about three things, I've had a fantastic life. I have no regrets. I've done all the things that I wanted to do. I've been in great shape. I've been healthy, fit and strong, and I've done something that I'm absolutely passionate about. What if that was possible? And I know it is because I live that way. And of course, there are many other people that do the same. And if you look at the opposite, if you look at the people that are unhappy and grumpy and have horrible jobs and they have horrible people in their life and they're unhappy and they're overweight and all of those things that make people miserable and grumpy, you'll have a look that they're not doing the three things about the three things. So what is all this mystery about these three things? And let's have a look at them. What are the three things that will make you the most successful? What are the three biggest mistakes you'll make if you want to be overweight, unhappy, in a horrible job and have poor relationships? What are the three best books to read? What are the three best life philosophies? What are the three things you should do when communicating with people effectively? There's really only the very simple things. And my favorite philosophy of all time was taught to me by the amazing Albert Einstein. And I listen and watch carefully how this applies to our lives every day. People with huge, big egos make something really simple sound really complicated so that we get all confused and we think they're impressive and it's good for their ego. But the geniuses of the world take something really complicated and make it really simple for everybody to understand. So I've been privileged to have some geniuses and still have some geniuses in my life who've shared with me that these complicated things or the things that people try and make out that are complicated are actually very simple. So let's have a look at the areas of our life that are the most important, and it's usually the same for everybody. So the first one is, how do I have a life that I really love? And there's only three things. And interestingly, this philosophy comes from a business book. The book is Good to Great by Jim Collins. He also wrote a book called Built to Last. They're probably the two best business books in the world, and people argue that there's better ones, but until you've read both of those and you apply those into your life, into your business, the philosophies of those books. And the beautiful thing is they're not a philosophy. They're research studies about the best companies in the world and how they became the best. And ultimately, it comes down to the owners, the visionaries that started those companies did these three things. Number one, they were doing something that they were the most passionate about. And if you talk to the most successful, happiest, healthiest, passionate, lovely people in the world, they'll all tell you that. I'm doing what I'm the most passionate about. I do what I love to do. The people that are doing second best, third best, horrible jobs, they're doing things for the money. They're not doing something because they love it. They're doing it because they have to, or their parents told them to, or their teachers told them to, or society told them to, are the ones that are really unhappy. So the key is to find out what you're the most passionate about. And if you don't know what that is, just go out and do a whole stack of stuff and you'll soon find out what you really don't like to do. And you'll pretty soon find out what you absolutely love to do. So the amazing thing, the first thing is, what am I the most passionate about, and make it your life. Now, the next part of that, and there's only three things to this, is that the best companies, the visionaries, the happiest people in the world, the most successful people in the world, are the ones that are doing what they're the most passionate about, which makes them the best in the world at it. And that's, of course, a given. If you're doing what you are most passionate about, you'll do the study, you'll do the research, you'll get the education, you'll meet the people, you'll ask the questions, you'll do whatever it takes to make you the best in the world at what you do. And some people say, well, I can't be the best basketballer, or you can't be the best business person, or you can't be the best singer. Well, ultimately, you don't have to be the best singer in the world. You just have to be the best for the people that listen to you as a singer. You just have to be the best fitness professional for the people that train with you. You just have to be the best accountant for the people that want to give their business books to you. So do what you're the most passionate about, and then be the best in the world for the people that you're doing it for. And that, of course, comes from being researched and educated and asked the right questions. And then, of course, when you do that, you do number three, which is you add massive value to people's lives. And if you want to make money, a lot of people talk about money and wealth and success and things and houses and cars, and it's all irrelevant. None of that will happen unless you're adding massive value to people's lives. And when you add massive value to people's lives, of course you'll become wealthy, because people want to buy your product, they want to buy your service, they want to promote you, they want to employ you, they want to invest time in you, they want you to be part of their team, they want you to play for their team, they want you to sing at their concert, they want you to star in their movie, because you're going to add massive value to people's lives. So that's number one. Be and do what you are the most passionate about. Be the best in the world at it and add massive value to people's lives. And that's just a simple given philosophy. Number two is, how can you do any of that if you're not healthy, fit, and strong? And what are the only three ways, best ways, simplest ways to get healthy, fit, and strong? And that has become the most complicated, egotistical, big pile of interesting stuff in the world. It's become so complicated that most people don't even bother trying to be healthy, fit, and strong anymore because they think it's all too hard. But what if it was as simple as this? You've got to fuel your body effectively so that it can be fit and it can be strong. So if you're fueling your body and you get fit and you turn your body into a fat burning machine and you stay strong so you can be active for the rest of your life, then you will have a healthy, fit, strong body for the rest of your life. It's not complicated. And people say, well, what do I eat? Well, you eat the stuff that makes you feel good and helps you perform at top level, and you don't eat the stuff that makes you feel bad, feel fat, feel tired and lethargic and doesn't give you the energy that you need to perform at your top performance. And there's a lot of argument about what you should and shouldn't eat, but nobody knows your body like you do. So all you've got to do is think about what makes me feel good. And I don't like to assume, but I'm pretty sure that when you put high fat, high sugar, foods that have low nutrients but high calories and don't come out, or they do come in a packet in a bag in a building and they don't come out of the ground, that you feel pretty yucky. When you eat stuff that comes out of the ground, it's fresh food, it's lots of different colors and lots of different varieties, I've got a sneaking suspicion you're going to feel pretty damn good. Then to get fit, we've made that really complicated, haven't we? All you've got to do is find something that makes you get puffed, and your heart and lungs don't know what that is. So it could be running, could be sprinting, could be skipping, could be boxing, could be biking, could be, doesn't matter what it is. You've just got to get puffed. And when you get puffed, you get fit. And when you get fit, you turn your body into a fat burning machine. Your body then turns itself into a machine that prefers to burn fat than anything else. So it means that when you are resting, your body is still burning fat. People get all caught up in, I've got to get fit and I've got to burn lots of calories and I've got to exercise for a really long time. Well, the really cool thing about getting fit is it doesn't take very long. Short, fast bursts of exercise will get you really fit really fast, and you'll turn your body into a fat burning machine. So if you fuel effectively, you'll be able to sprint really hard or whatever it is that you do. So you'll get fit, you'll have a body that's a fat burning machine. Now, the only way to keep it young and strong is to make sure that your bones, your muscles, your ligaments, your joints, everything in your body stays strong. And the only way to do that is to overload your body. And interestingly, your muscles are blind and they can't count. So all this ridiculousness about you've got to do this many reps and this many sets and go to the gym this many days and do this many exercises doesn't make any sense. All you've got to do is three things. You've got to overload your muscles, and then you've got to let them recover, and then you've got to overload them again. And the body only has three movements. That's why I love this number. You can push with your upper body, you can pull with your upper body, and you can lower your legs down towards the ground and lift them back up again. So if you pick three exercises, one for the front of your body, one for the back of your body, and one for your legs, you will now exercise your entire body, all the joints, all the muscles, all the bones will get stronger. Because you are stronger, you can keep active. When you're active, you can sprint. When you sprint, you get puffed. When you get puffed, you get fit. And when you fit, you turn your body into a fat burning machine. So the three things to keep your body healthy, fit, and strong for the rest of your life is to fuel it effectively, get fit, and stay strong. So pretty simple here. Number one, three things about three things is to do what you're passionate about. Be the best in the world at it, add massive value to people's lives. To be able to do that, you have to be healthy, fit, and strong, which simply means fueling your body effectively to get fit and stay strong by lifting heavy things and overloading your muscles. Then comes the interesting thing about relationships, career path, Should I be a sports person? Should I be a lawyer? And all of that comes back to number one, which is passion. You've got to do what you're absolutely passionate about. And if you're doing something that you're not passionate about, you're obviously not going to be happy. So the three things to make you happy is, number one, obviously choose a career path that you're absolutely going to love. And the reason for that is that we spend a lot of time working, but ultimately you don't want to be working. And if you talk to the people that love their lives, they've never worked a day in their life, because when you're doing what you're absolutely passionate about, you're playing. And when you play, it means that you don't want to stop. When you're on holidays, you don't want to come home. When you're doing what you absolutely love to do, it doesn't feel like work. Now, again, how do you find out what that is? What do you love that you would do for free? What do you love to do that isn't work? What do you love to do that feels like you are adding massive value to people's lives and you can be the best in the world at it? Who you are and what you do needs to be the same thing. So many people get caught up in the idea, I'm going to work 5 days and have 2 days off. Well, I'm not very good at maths, but that doesn't make for work-life balance. When 7 days a week you're doing what you absolutely love to do, then you obviously are happy. So who are you and what you do are exactly the same thing. So some people say, well, I'm an accountant 5 days a week and then I go fishing on the weekends. Well, become a fisherman and love it. Some other people say to me, yeah, but when I turn my hobby into my job, I'll end up hating it. Of course you will, because it's a job now. If you do what you're absolutely passionate about, you do it every single day. It's who you are. So people will say to you, yes, I'm a golfer, I'm a basketballer, I'm a lawyer, I'm a fitness professional. It's because it's who they are. It's not what they do. It's who they are. So how to be happy is to do what you're absolutely passionate about. Number two is to obviously have great people in your life. However, the greatest person in your life has to be yourself, obviously. There's always going to be people that don't like you. There's always going to be people that criticize you. There's always going to be people that gossip about you, particularly if you love your life and you're really happy and you're doing what you're passionate about. People will hate that. So the person you've got to love the most, the person you've got to respect the most, the person you've got to look after is yourself. Now, ultimately, when you're doing that, it's very easy then to look after other people. It's very easy to appreciate other people. It's very easy to respect other people. So then it comes down to, again, three things. The three kinds of people that you have in your life is obviously you love who you are. Then you have in your inner circle the people that add value to your life, and be very careful about who you let into that inner circle. It's been suggested. I used to think it was all about having lots and lots of friends, but I was taught and I learnt the hard way that it's not about how many people you have in your life. It's about having people in your life who you can trust, who hold you accountable, who want you to be successful, who want you to have a life that you love, and they'll help you do that. Now, ultimately, though, if they don't show up, that's okay, because when you love who you are and you're doing what you love to do, it doesn't matter if you have no people in your life. But you'll also be really surprised, though, that if you are that kind of person, the people that you do attract into your life will be the people that are the same. So you've got to like who you are. You've got to like and respect other people. Now, the other people can also be the nasty, negative, terrible, thieving, stealing, yucky, horrible people, because we can learn from them. So the person, or the three people to have in your life, is yourself, and you respect and love and adore yourself, and you look after yourself and respect yourself. You have your inner circle, which are the people that hold you accountable to all of that, and then you really appreciate everybody else. And that causes for happiness inside, because you're not judgmental, you don't criticize, you don't judge other people, you just accept everybody else for who they are. And if they're not like you, that's okay, because wouldn't the world be boring if everybody was the same as you? So how do you be really happy? Do something you're passionate about. Love yourself, have great people in your life, and then really appreciate the negative, nasty people in your life, because they make you appreciate more about why your life is so amazing. But also then comes the three things that if you have them, if you have self-respect, respect for other people and respect for things, then wouldn't the world be a better place? So if you completely respect yourself, then you'll be healthy, fit and strong, you'll eat great food, you'll drink enough water, you won't overload your to-do list because you respect yourself too much. Everything about your life is about respecting yourself as a human being. You then respect other people. So as I shared, you don't criticize, you don't judge, you don't gossip, you are never nasty or mean. You don't need to be, because you like who you are and you are non-judgmental and respectful of everybody else. And then you're also really respectful of things, places, everywhere you go is better because you were there. You'd never leave rubbish, you'd never draw on somebody else's building, graffiti, it's disrespectful because it's not your building. You would always clean up after yourself, you'd have a clean car, clean house, organized life, because you are respectful of yourself. It's also very disrespectful of other people to leave rubbish on the beach or food mess at a food court, or to draw on somebody else's building, or to leave anything messy, dirty, unorganized or horrible, because that's disrespectful to yourself, to other people and to the place that you're in. So imagine if you lived a life like that. Let's wrap that all up. You did what you're absolutely passionate about. You did everything you needed to do to become the best in the world at it for the people who are in your life. And you added massive value to everybody in your life. You fueled your body really effectively so that you could be really fit and really strong. And then the only people you had in your life was you, who you respect and adore and love and treat with respect on a day-to-day basis. You have an inner circle of people that hold you accountable. They treat you with respect and they love and adore you because they love who you are. And then your outside circle, which is all the other people in the world, you are respectful of them. You don't gossip, you don't criticize, and you don't make them ever want anybody to feel bad, because you know that that's disrespectful. And then the really cool thing is that the three parts of your life is you respect yourself, you respect other people, and you respect all things. Imagine a world like that. Imagine if we lived in a world where everybody did all of those three things about those three things. Pretty simple, huh?